Day 169, GC Standard 307. The Committee. Please place your scrib in the receptacle, said the AI in the waiting room. Why? Ashby asked. No unauthorized recording of audio or images is permitted within Parliament meeting facilities. Ashby glanced at the camera nodes lining the ceiling. He hadn't had any plans to record anything, but it did feel the slightest bit unfair. He hadn't authorized anyone to record him. But he opened his satchel, took out a scrib, and placed it in the wall drawer, as requested. Thank you, said the AI. The committee will see you now. Ashby took a step toward the door and paused. Something made him think of Jenks, waiting patiently through dockside AI speeches he'd heard dozens of times over. Do you have a name? Ashby asked. For a moment, the AI said nothing. Tuoteg, he said, a Harmagian name. Ashby nodded. Thanks for the assistance, Tuoteg. Why do you want my name? Tuoteg asked. Have I offended in some way? No, no, Ashby said. I was just curious. Have a nice day. The AI said nothing. His silence sounded baffled. Ashby stepped into the meeting chamber. The brightly lit walls were rounded, no corners, no windows. The committee, eight in total, was seated in a semicircle behind a smooth, continuous desk. Harmagians, Aeluans, Andrisks, Quellen. Ashby was very aware of being the only human in the room. He involuntarily glanced at his clothes, trousers, colored jacket, the best he had. Kizzy had whistled at him as he'd walked to the shuttle. Here, though, alongside the representative's finely dyed fabrics and expensive adornments, he felt plain, worn, even. Captain Santoso, one of the Aeluans said, welcome. She gestured to a desk facing the circle. He sat. The desk was high enough to make his arms rest awkwardly, but the chair, at least, was designed for his species. A Harmagian spoke. This committee recognizes Ashby Santoso, ID number 71823125, captain and owner of the tunneling ship Wayfarer. Captain Santoso, you understand that everything you say at this meeting will be recorded and preserved within the public record? Yes, I do, Ashby said. Apparently they needed his authorization after all. Very good. We shall begin. Captain Santoso, said the Aeluan, on behalf of this committee, I want to extend my deepest regrets for the danger you and your crew encountered, as well as the damage suffered by your ship. I understand that the Transport Board has compensated you for your repairs, as well as paid off your contract? Yes, they have. He had initially been surprised by the generosity. It would have stung a bit to have used the contract money on repairs instead of new equipment, but he would have understood the logic there. The Transport Board, however, seemed very eager to smooth things over. He was sure their public relations people were working overtime. And you suffered no casualties, correct? Said one of the Andrisks. We lost our AI. She suffered a cascade failure, and we were forced to reset. Well, said the first Harmagian, at least no one was hurt. Ashby took a quiet breath, slowly. The committee has read your report of the incident at Hedraka, said the Aeluan, but there are some details we'd appreciate you going over with us. Ashby nodded. Whatever will be helpful. You had no prior contact with any Taremi individuals before your arrival at Hedraka, correct? That's right. And you did not speak with any Taremi individuals outside of the reception aboard the Harmagian carrier? No. The other Andrisk jumped in. Not in the hallway, not in the airlock, even just a quick word. No, Ashby said. One of the Quellans spoke. Did the Taremi ship that attacked you contact you before firing? No, no, they never said a word to us, Ashby said. Lovey, our AI, sent them a warning to stay out of our work area. She never got a reply. What was the warning? What did she say? I don't know exactly. Just to keep their distance. She was friendly and polite, I'm sure. She always was. I'm sure whatever it was fine, the Eluon said, giving the Quellan an admonishing glance. At the reception, did any of the Taremi threaten you or make you feel uncomfortable? No, not that I can recall. They were a little odd, but that's all. Odd how? Just different, I mean, culturally. He tried to think of something more useful to say. I don't know how to explain it. That's all right, said the Andrisk. We understand. Who of your crew had contact with the Taremi? Asked the Quellan. Just myself and my pilot. As far as I know, no one else spoke with them. Can you confirm that? Were you observing your crew at all times? Can you say with absolute certainty that none of them said anything to provoke the Taremi? The Eluon's cheeks flashed pale purple. Ashby knew that look. She was annoyed. Let's not forget who's at fault here. His crew is not to blame for this. All the same, the Quellan said, fixing her black eyes on Ashby. I want to hear his answer. None of my crew left the room during the reception, Ashby said. I didn't see any of them speak to the Taremi. Do you know if any of them said anything insulting about the Taremi while they were in the room, regardless of whether they were speaking to them? Ashby knitted his brow. I have no idea. I highly doubt it. The people on my ship are all well-behaved. Somewhere in his head, Kizzy and Jenks waved at him with a pair of grins. But no, even they wouldn't be that stupid. I'm sure they are, said the Andrisk, shooting the Quellan a look as well. It's obvious that this conflict runs deeper than anything your crew might have been involved with. Possibly, said the Quellan, though I do find it interesting that they fired on his ship instead of one of our ambassadors. Makes sense to me, said Ashby. We were opening a door to somewhere they didn't want to go, or to people they wanted nothing to do with, said the Eluon. Some of them, said the Harmagian. The dominant clan insists they are committed to another time, said the Eluon smoothly. Ashby blinked. They weren't seriously considering continuing the alliance, were they? It seemed like a lot to overlook, even with Ambi on the line. The Eluon continued. Did you witness any altercations between the Taremi and GC staff during the reception? I know your time there was limited, but if there was anything... Ashby thought. No, I don't think so. My clerk mentioned later that she didn't think the Taremi had been invited. The Andrisk nodded. That matches with the other reports. So the Taremi never threatened you, or anyone else there? The Harmagian asked. No, Ashby said. The new mother seemed welcoming, in a way. She said she was looking forward to seeing our skies. Her words. Interesting, said the Eluon. She glanced at each of the committee members and flashed her cheeks. Thank you, Captain Santoso. We ask that you remain planetside until tomorrow, in case we have other questions, but for now, you are free to go. Ashby straightened up. Wait, that's it? The Andrisk smiled. Yes, your report was very thorough. Ashby frowned. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I've come all this way. Why couldn't we have done this over the SIB? It's GC policy in the event of an attack on civilians to hold a public hearing, including face-to-face analysis with affected parties, if possible. Policy, said Ashby, nodding. Right. He inhaled and looked down at his hands resting on the too tall desk. I don't mean any disrespect, representatives, but your policies were supposed to protect me and my crew. I trusted in them. I trusted that we weren't going to be sent anywhere that posed any danger outside what comes with a job. He fought to keep his voice calm. You sent us somewhere we shouldn't have gone, and you're still thinking about sending other people back. You put all of our lives at risk without saying as much, and now you want to sit around and talk about policies? Thank you, Captain, the Quellen said flatly. That will be all. No, said the other Andrisk. Let him speak. He looked at Ashby and nodded. Like he said, he came all this way. Ashby swallowed, unsure of what had got into him. Go ahead, Captain, said the Aeluan. Ashby took a breath. Look, I don't know about these things. I'm not a politician. I'm not on a committee. I don't know the things you know. I don't even know if my crew said anything to offend the Taremi. I don't think they did, but no, I can't say for certain. But what if they did? Someone says something stupid at a cocktail party and that's enough to go to war over? Those are the kind of people you want to bring into our space? You know, my ship nearly tore itself apart. I lost one of my crew, and yet, honestly, I'm glad there's not an open tunnel there right now. You want people like that, who start killing that fast, walking around spaceports, flying through cargo lane traffic? How long before some shopkeeper gets killed over a price they didn't like, or a bar gets torn up because some drunk spacer mouths off about something they don't agree on? He shook his head. I don't know why they attacked us. Thing is, neither do you. If you did, I wouldn't be here. So until you come up with a policy that can guarantee the Taremi will never fire on a civilian ship again, I think you should leave them the hell alone. The committee was quiet. Ashby looked down at the desk. The Aeluan spoke. You said you lost one of your crew. Do you mean the AI? Yes, Ashby said. The Harmagian's tendrils flexed. Whatever it meant, Ashby didn't care. I see, said the Aeluan. She looked at him a moment, her cheeks shifting colors in a contemplative way. Captain Santoso, could you wait outside for a few minutes? Ashby nodded and left the room. He sat on one of the overly soft couches, his hands folded, his eyes on the floor. Minutes passed by, silently. A nearby vox switched on. Captain Santoso? Tuoteg said. Yes? Thank you for waiting. The committee has decided that no further questions will be necessary. They greatly appreciate you taking the time to join us today. You're free to leave the planet. Right, Ashby said. I pissed them off, huh? Tuoteg paused. No, actually. But please don't ask me more. I'm not allowed to talk about what goes on in there. The wall drawer containing Ashby's scrib slid open. Have a safe trip home, Captain. Feed source. The Thread. The official news source of the Exodon fleet. Public. Clip. Item name. Date. Breaking news summary. Taremi Alliance Talks. 222-306. Encryption. 0. Translation path. 0. Transcription. 0. Node identifier. 7182-312-95. Ashby Santoso. After 10 days of deliberation, the GC Parliament has voted to dissolve the alliance with the Taremi Ka. The vote was divisive, passing with only a 9-point margin. While most representatives stayed within species alignments, The Harmagian representatives showed the largest disparity, with a nearly even split between those for and against. The opposition was led by Aeluan representative Tassa Lima Nimar and Andrisk representative Reskish Ishkarathet. Representative Lima, who had been opposed to the alliance before its initial signing, spoke in the Parliament halls earlier today. "The well-being of our citizens must be the number one priority in all parliamentary activities. To bring violence into our space in the name of material gain and at the expense of civilian lives would be grossly negligent. Until we can assure our people that their safety is not at risk, we cannot, in good conscience, continue with this alliance." Representative Ishkarathet echoed those sentiments, stating, "After speaking with those lucky enough to return from Hedraka, there is no doubt in my mind that this is a door that must remain shut." Harmagian representative Brehem Moss Toshmalthon, one of the key voices in securing the alliance, delivered a swift rebuttal. "Representative Lima is more concerned with spreading Aeluan troops too thin than she is with protecting civilians. She conveniently forgets that military skirmishes between our respective species led to the founding of the GC itself. New alliances always pose risks and are rarely implemented smoothly. While the lives lost at Hedraka are a tragedy, we should not be so hasty as to break contact entirely over this incident. The potential benefits for both our species outweigh the risks." Following the vote, Representative Toshmalthon further stated that he would push for continued contact with Taremi clans sympathetic to the values of the Galactic Commons. Though there are currently no GC vessels within Taremi space, reports from the borders indicate that armed conflict between the clans has not slowed. For more in-depth coverage on this story and more, connect to the Thread feed via Scrib or Neural Patch.